Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to each one. It's good to see each one of you out here this morning to worship the Lord together. Let's stand again for a word of prayer. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come before you again this morning. Thank you, God, for being here with us. Thank you for all your many blessings to us. We invite you here and ask that you would speak to us today, and may you be glorified in all that is done and said here today. We pray this in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. So this morning I want to share a bit of what God has been working in my life, and title this morning is The Quiet Heart. I'd like to start out reading the words of a song that spoke to me recently. The title is The Quiet Heart. 'Twas in the stillness of the night that Jesus came. No blare of trumpets heralded his birth, nor broke the wonted silence of the earth. No clang of bells or blatant hue and cry disturbed the calm beneath the Bethlehem sky. When Jesus came, 'twas night, and the world was still. 'Tis to the quiet heart he loves to come. Not often midst the tumult of the day, when we can find small time to think or pray, or when confused by agitating care, we find no secret place for him to share. We must be still if we his voice would hear. 'Tis to the quiet heart he loves to come. I had been getting into the habit, in the early morning when I'm getting ready for work, to plan just enough time to get my breakfast and get my lunch ready to go and head out the door. And I would read a devotional while I'm eating breakfast and then listen to some audio Bible or something as I'm driving. And I realized that I was missing out on what God has for me. And about this time that I was feeling like this, I listened to a book called Reconnected. It is a story of a man that he looked at his screen time on his phone, and it was like 7 hours a day. He decided he's going to go on a fast of all screens for, I think it was 5 weeks. So he told a story of that, how he had to relearn how to when you're sitting across from somebody in a restaurant and you don't have anything to say, out comes the phone, rather than making conversation or just comfortable quietness. And so I was convicted in my life that I don't make time to be quiet and to quiet my heart to hear God. Often while I'm working, even by myself, I'll be listening to music or a podcast or an audiobook or something like that. And I just was convicted that I need to make time to be quiet. I'd like to look at the story of Mary and Martha this morning in Luke 10. Luke 10, starting in verse 38. Luke 10:38. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. So we can picture Jesus and his disciples coming, and Martha receives them into her house, hosts them for a meal, and I think many of us would be of the type that are busy making sure everybody is comfortable and preparing the meal and doing all the tasks that are associated with hosting. But Jesus was there. And Martha was serving and being a blessing, but at a time when she should have been sitting at Jesus' feet. Let's look at Mary. She was sitting at Jesus' feet. She wasn't standing by the door to hear what he had to say while also keeping an eye on something that was cooking or whatever. She was sitting at Jesus' feet. And giving him her undivided attention. And she was hearing his word. She wasn't trying to tell him about something. She was hearing him. Back in chapter 9, at the Transfiguration, there came a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. So she was doing that. She was hearing Jesus. Martha was careful and troubled about many things. She was anxious or worried. And when we are anxious and worried, careful about many things, we do not have a quiet heart. 'Tis to the quiet heart God loves to come. So I'd like to call us to set aside every distraction, our phones, audiobooks, music, podcasts, even serving or ministry at times, to hear God, to quiet our hearts. Anything that distracts us from keep our undivided attention from being on God. And even I'd like to read a verse in Mark 6. So the disciples had been sent out two by two, and they were ministering. And starting in verse 30, "And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat." So when we have been busy serving, there is a time to get apart and rest and quiet our hearts. So are you careful and troubled about many things, or have you chosen the one good thing?